Hi, this is Doris Mason from the Upper Shore Regional Council, and I'm really glad to be back with you again doing an update to our ongoing podcast series. And I will just begin by reminding you that the Upper Shore Regional Council is here to foster regional planning and development for Cecil, Kent, and Queen Anne's counties. And we literally afford state, federal, county, local governments, and our residents a regional forum to identify issues and opportunities to improve the quality of life in the Upper Shore region of Maryland. That's our whole goal, that's our whole purpose. And I think I've shared with you more than once that we are, in Maryland at least, a part of 5 regional councils that make up the team in Maryland, in the Maryland network. There is certainly us, the Upper Shore Regional Council. There's Tri-County Council for Southern Maryland. There's Tri-County Council for Western Maryland. There's Tri-County Council for the Lower Eastern Shore of Maryland. And then there's the Mid-Shore Regional Council. So we are just excited to be a part of that team. We represent 15 of Maryland's total 23 counties, because those 15 are considered to be rural counties. So again, just really excited to be back here with you. Want to talk a little bit about what the Upper Shore Regional Council is doing in our region, and just some of the what we call sort of hot projects that we're participating in as we partner with you, our local residents, with our regional stakeholders and other service providers who are out there. We're part of many other services entities that are here to support economic development, regional improvement projects, etc., across our region. Right now, the Upper Shore Regional Council has been very active in a partnership with Washington College, their GIS department. We are updating our Upper Shore Harvest Directory, and it is literally a paper directory, but also an online web-based tool that we are enhancing and developing to support our ag-based businesses in our Tri-County area. So we're really excited about that. We're working with the director there, Stuart Bruce, and a number of his interns, as well as staff there in the GIS department. And the entire project was funded by Rural Maryland Council. We did a grant through that organization. We are very excited to be doing the project, and we started in early September. So if you run into some Washington College interns, you're an agriculture-based business or a partner who works with those businesses, and they're asking you lots of questions, work with them, support them, because when we finish, we expect to see a really enhanced marketing tool that is a free service to our ag-based businesses. So we're excited about that. We have been working with many of our partners across the state, including TEDCO. John McQuaid is the local representative via Startup Maryland, was just one project that we partnered with them on, where our small businesses across the state of Maryland are being given an opportunity to make their pitch, to get some support funding, and that's a real exciting project. If you have the opportunity, go online, look at TEDCO's page, look at what Startup Maryland is doing. We recently completed a tech-led economic development workshop offered by IEDC, the International Economic Development Corporation. And we went up to Albany, New York. We did the class. There's some real exciting things happening around tech-led economic development across the country. Many technology-based startup companies, of course, are impacting our local economies. And the course was really designed to help us get a sense of how it is that we can support those businesses, how we can partner with our community colleges, with our state universities, with our private universities, with higher ed in general, with the private sector, and how we can all come together, government, industry, higher ed, and the private sector, to create that integrated network of technology and innovation that is a factor of the information age, because we know that there are many, many ways to support tech-led growth, and that technology-based businesses are impacting our world as we know it. We reviewed everything from business incubators and accelerators to venture capital and angel networks. We looked at gap financing. We looked at rural technology-led economic development strategies, what works best in a rural setting and what probably does not. I mean, the list goes on and on. I met some wonderful people from all over the United States and Guam. And it was very informative, and hopefully there are some strategies we're going to get to use right here locally in our three-county region. Just share that some wonderful partners who have been supportive of us, Maryland Department of Economic Development, Secretary Christian Johansson, and locally on the ground, Mindy Burgoyne. We've done some partnering with our local chambers of commerce here in Kent County. That is Loretta Lodge, and we are working with her to sponsor a project that she has coming up on October 15th. She is bringing renowned economist Anirban Basu right here to Chestertown at Washington College. You can go on the Kent County Chamber of Commerce website to find out more about that, but that's an exciting partnership. We are working with her to be one of the sponsors for that opportunity. So there's so much happening here in the region. I always like to give a glance at what our region looks like when it comes to our unemployment. So I will say that the federal numbers are just out. The current federal unemployment rate is at 8.1%. Just to give you a sense of how we stack up, our August numbers are not out. That was the August national number. But locally, our July numbers are the most recent that we have. But later in the week, our state numbers will be out for August. But presently, for July, Maryland was at 7.1%, looking really good compared to the national rate. Queen Anne's County at 6.3%, looking excellent there. Kent County, 7.1%. And Cecil County at 9.1. And again, we will be getting our numbers out shortly for the counties. Friday, September 28th, we will have our county numbers for our region. But again, the Upper Shore Regional Council is supporting our local economic development staff. We are supporting our local businesses. We partner with so many partners in the region. Wonderful partner that I will just go ahead and mention is SCORE, our local chapter of SCORE, and the gentlemen there have been just so wonderful to work with. So many partners who are out there supporting our local businesses and helping them move forward, because we know that it is our local businesses who create the jobs that strengthen our local economies. And so, again, you can reach the Upper Shore Regional Council at uppershoreregionalcouncil.org. You can look at some of our current projects like the Upper Shore Harvest Directory update, our Shore Vines updates. If you want to go to shorevines.com and look at some of the work that we have been doing supporting our local vineyards and wineries. We did a recent visit to Crow Farms, just a beautiful a setup that Roy and Judy Crow have there with the farm, the vineyard, the bed and breakfast. Just a beautiful place and so many wonderful things happening there. And I encourage you, you know, to go by it your first opportunity. But again, look at shorevines.com. You can see some of the support that we're offering to our local vineyards and wineries. Again, so much happening. I think that as we look across our region economically, I think times are looking good. We are participating with the Cecil County Economic Development Commission. We're a part of their commission. Lisa Webb and the folks there in Cecil are doing some wonderful things. Faith Elliott Rossing and Jean Faby over in Queen Anne's County doing some wonderful things. We sit on their Economic Development Commission as well. And Bernadette Van Pelt here in Kent County doing some wonderful things with economic development. So there's so much happening. Some of the hot issues I think we need to keep our eyes on are developments around regional transportation. It's obvious we're going to see some federal support coming there, as well as locally just some wonderful planning efforts happening with our MUST board. John General leading that effort, and we're participating. Maryland Broadband, I think we want to keep our eye on, because we know how critical broadband is to our technological access here in the region. Just so many things happening. I think it's important for our businesses to stay flexible, to stay nimble, to be able to pivot quickly. And it's up to us as professionals and residents in our community to support our local businesses as they do so. Because again, they are the job creators. Our website is www.uppershoreregionalcouncil.org. And we can be reached at 410-810-2124. Again, that's 410-810-2124. And with that, I'm Doris Mason, just signing off from the Upper Shore Regional Council.